Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 2, verses 13 through 25. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the second chapter. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered what was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, for his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In John's Gospel, our Lord's many visits to Jerusalem for the feast are told. Three times, also, the Passover is marked out, showing us his three-year ministry. The final Passover was for his own Holy Week. The middle was the gospel that many of us heard yesterday, the occasion of his feeding of 5,000. But the first is today's gospel, both the first reference to the Passover and his first visit to Jerusalem in John's gospel. Just before this, Jesus had rebuked his mother in Cana, "Woman, my hour has not yet come," though it did not keep him from performing a first sign there. What he does today is an even greater sign of who he is and what he has come to do. More than that, it is a sign of his hour. John's gospel alone has these 3 years, and John's gospel alone has the so-called cleansing of the temple here at the beginning of Jesus' ministry and work. All the other gospels place it at his final entry into Jerusalem at Holy Week. John foreshadows so much with this event. Jesus speaks today, however veiled, about his purpose and about his hour. He has come with zeal for his Father's house. Or as Hebrews says, drawing on the psalm, "Lo, I come to do your will, O my God." Jesus' body will be torn down and then after 3 days be rebuilt in resurrection. And when he is raised from the dead, then his disciples would remember that he said this in fulfillment of his promise that he spoke in his Holy Thursday sermon, which the church also remembers after Easter. His hour has not yet come. And yet John has begun with this event from his holy hour, from his holy week, to show the whole purpose and aim of Christ's ministry. Now, what house, indeed, are we talking about today? It was David's notion to build a house, and for a time, the Lord did choose Zion for his habitation. "Here will I dwell, for I have desired it." That house in Jerusalem, the temple, was hard built. David could not be the one to lay its stones. Solomon built it in splendor, but only if your children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, said the Lord, would their children also sit upon the throne forevermore. And they did not. And so the glory departed. So the ark was carried off, so that temple was raised even to the foundations. And then again, after the exodus, after the exile, it was built, hard fought, as Ezra and Nehemiah tell. But the glory of that house could never be like the glory that was in the first. And when the Jews then today say with admiration, it's taken 46 years, they mean all of the renovations that Herod the Great was doing, which were still underway, likely, at the time that Jesus was talking with them today. Will Jesus so quickly then dismiss all of that? Likewise, the money changers and the animal keepers, they are serving the purposes of sacrifice here. They are facilitating the very commands of God. The lamb for the burnt offering each evening and morning, the benediction, the blessing, all of the daily and personal sacrifices like Jesus' parents themselves brought. And then the pleasing aroma of the grace of God meeting with his people each day. Is Jesus really going to take these things away? Yes. Yes. It is zeal for his Father's house that consumes him and that drives Jesus as it was from the beginning. Because David wanted a house for the Lord, but the Lord was truly out to establish David's house and lineage. I will build you a house, he said by his prophet. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of your body I will set upon the throne. And it is of that house that God said, this is my rest forever. With zeal today, Jesus pursues his office as the Christ of God. With zeal, Jesus fulfills the law in himself for our sake from the very first time that he suddenly came to his temple, only 40 days old. With zeal, he must be in his Father's house. He must be about his Father's business, which is what he said when he was left in the temple as a boy. And so, with zeal, he pursues the purposes of his Father's house by turning his gaze away from the physical house here, this temple, and instead looking toward his cross. The sign of his hour is finally when he is lifted up. And therefore, all the other lambs have to give way for the Lamb of God. The house of stone really has come to the limits of its purpose. Zion is not the Lord's habitation anymore. For its glory has actually come now, the glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. This great temple of the Jews, this great project for more than 46 years, this place is a vessel prepared for destruction, endured with patience, and then brought to a tragic end 40 years, give or take, after today's reading. The body of Jesus, torn down by the schemes of priests and the cowardice of governors. In truth, the body of Jesus was consumed in zeal for the plans that the Lord had laid. And that is why already at the start of John's Gospel, we're directed to the events of Holy Week and Easter. For those who know, here today is the only true charge ever landed against him. He said that he would destroy this temple and then in 3 days raise it up again. And that's why there's something not quite right about calling this account the cleansing of the temple. Because the point is not to fix or to reestablish the offerings of bulls and goats and pigeons, the dreams of Herod or the dreams of David. The point is to enthrone the fruit of David's body. It's to consume the Lamb of God for that pleasing aroma that extends far beyond the walls of Jerusalem, and to provide for you, through the body of Christ Jesus, a Passover from death into life, and at last, entry into eternal rest forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.